good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut a game.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And I'm your host, Robert Pilot, here at the Minnesota get-together, great get-together, the Minnesota State Fair. Day 55 of hostage-taking. Wendy, welcome.
Yes, hi. This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We are at the West End Marketplace in the Minnesota State Fair, and we will be here until Monday, September 5th. Through Monday, September 5th, I should say.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Well, hey, you know what? The weather looks great. We're going to have a great weather coming up, yep. And it's been really nice, and we're excited to be here.
Hey, before we get to our guest, Wendy, because we want to get her on right away.
Yes.
And then we'll have the news later on during the show with Ogama, and you're going to have a sacred animal portion.
Yes, I do.
Right on. Let's just talk about the weather here. I want to just give a quick shout-out to all the people from the local AM 950 that have come down to see us.
Yes.
It's been an amazing situation, and it's just been phenomenal. We really appreciate you stopping in and saying, ahoo.
Yeah, we really love it when you come down and say hi.
Yes, definitely. Hey, so let's get right to the guest because she needs to get going here, but we thought it was very important to talk to her. We wish you were here at the fair. Linda, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents at the fair.
Thank you so much. I wish I could be there, too. I'll be there on Friday to say hello, but it looks like you guys are doing incredibly, so... I'm really happy to be on with you. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. So.
Oh, my goodness. That's great to hear. Can you tell our audience, Linda, your name and a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, and actually you're saying, like, my real name. My real name's Linda. I go by Lindy because I was named after my grandmother, who's named Linda. But my name's Lindy Salmick. I work in politics in Minnesota. I am currently the Minnesota House Campaign DFL comms director. So I work getting our candidates' message out, making our content accessible, and supporting our candidates through the ebbs and flows of our campaign this year. So that's really exciting. My background is working at the legislature. So I like to say that, during my time there, I was the only Indigenous staffer at the Capitol. So representation is really important to me. Working with Jamie Beckerfin and Heather Keeler has been a dream. I'm Saginaw Chippewa. I forgot to say I'm a citizen of the Saginaw Chippewa tribe from Michigan. Working in Indigenous politics at the state level has been really great.
You know, it is exciting, and we've had the lieutenant governor come down to our booth a couple times. We've got to see Peggy a few times, and it's really exciting. And when I was a high school teacher, when she would come to events, I would say, Pinigigi, thank you so much, because our little ones, our young ones, need to see representation that, you know, we can be there too. And so these trailblazers like yourself. It's very important for us to amplify your message and who you are. So I just want to say thank you so much for being on. This is so important work, Wendy.
It is. It is. It definitely is. So tell our audience what the nuts and bolts is of what you do and how you could help our the DFL.
Yeah.
Sure. So I want to say something that my dad told me to say, of course, because I talked to him before coming on here, is that a big part of why I work in communications is that I'm a builder. I build community. I build bridges. My name comes from Amik, which is Ojibwe for beaver, which is I'm Beaver Clan. So that's where we come in for a lot of our political / community organizing work. So a lot of the nuts and bolts of what I do as a comms director is telling stories, which, you know, is in our blood. I feel like storytelling like works really well for Indigenous voices coming into community politics. So supporting our candidates to get their stories out there, working some social media. I was actually at the state fair earlier today taking videos with some of our candidates. What else do? Press conferences, press releases, a lot of things that are written from the House caucus come through me, or I end up like making sure that it's fitting in with our human people-centered message. So that's a lot of what I'm doing right now.
Well, we can get a hold of you because probably, as you know, from State Representative Heather Keeler, we are doing Rock the Vote Native Style on Tuesdays.
And
we could use the help of having some candidates come on and speak their truth, because it's very important. Not only are we in Minnesota, but we're in the civic media platform, too. So we're all over the country. We're all over Wisconsin and Michigan and Chicago. And so to get our candidates out there and the support, I think, is really important. So we have State Senator Mary Kunish, who used to be a representative, on every Fridays. And, of course, Heather. Yeah. And then we reach out to our North Dakota sister and South Dakota sister, Ruth Buffalo and Red Dawn. And so the more the merrier.
Yeah, and you've done an incredible job, like, having candidates on and lending their stories to your show, too. I think that you guys are an incredible voice for our First Nations here in the Midwest. I do want to say that, like, we have 7 incredible Indigenous candidates in Minnesota, 4 for the House, 2 for the Senate, and 1 at the top of the ticket, Peggy Flanagan. And they're all people who not only are showing up and representing our community, they're showing up in our community. So I think that's really important. We have some such incredible candidates this year. So as much as people can come out and support them, Native representation is so important at the Capitol. I know these spaces, Heather Keeler says a lot of these spaces weren't meant for us, but we have to be there. And it shows progress for our community. So
definitely. And I know last time, election time around, we had 13 of the 14 candidates that were Native American Minnesota that won on our show. And it was really exciting. And I know Alan Roy was the one that didn't. And he's going to be in St. Paul tomorrow, I hear. He sent me an email, asked me if I'd introduce him, but I'm here at the fair, so I had to decline. But what an honor, and what traction Native Roots Radio, with all the support we've had, and especially my support from my wife here, and we got Ogama up in Red Lake, and that we've been able to amplify Native candidates, Native artists, Native everything here on Native Roots Radio, Wendy.
Yeah, if anybody in our listening audience would want to volunteer and help out one of those candidates, what can they do?
They can contact the candidate through the candidate's website. So, you know, Erica Bailey Johnson, Heather Keeler, Alicia Kozlowski, who you've had both of those on before, Jamie Becker Finn, Alan Roy, Mary Kunesh, and Peggy Flanagan. So they all have websites. You can Google them, and then each website will have a volunteer form. You can also reach out. I'll give information to Ogama and Robert if you reach out to Native Roots. So it's great. I've been out on the doors for candidates. I've been supporting candidates this whole year. And people are really receptive. People are really wanting representative voices and voices of our community. So
that's I just have been sitting here listening to you, and I think what we'd love to have you do is come on and check in with us every once in a while, because that would be really cool to just to get these blasts out about how we can support and what's happening. But I really want to thank you so, so much for stopping in. I know you have such a busy schedule. Oh, thank you so much. And let's go all the way here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Linda. Lindley.
Lindy. Yeah, that's okay. You can call me Lindley.
Right on. We'll see you, Peeny Geegee. We'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, what's up?
We are. Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Come see the Native Roots Trading Post at the West End Market of the Minnesota State Fair. Native Roots Trading Post is Native-owned and operated. Shop goods from local and national Native artists that you'll love instantly. Native Roots Trading Post is supporting Native artists this year at the Minnesota State Fair, August 25th to September 5th. Native Roots Trading Post, we support Native artists and you can too. Buy Native at the Native Roots Trading Post this year at the Minnesota State Fair.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, Wendy, we still have Lindy on. Why don't we do Howling for Wolves here? That would be fun.
Yes.
You've seen that you've listened to our show. You can howl with us.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Yes, woo. And we always love to bring up the fact that our lieutenant governor is in the Wolf Clan, yes. So that's always fun, Wendy. Hey, you know, Liddy, we want to hear some more stories, don't we, Wendy?
We do.
Yeah, I have so many stories from working at the Capitol.
Oh, that's great. Tell us a story.
Something that I love to talk about because Heather Keeler and Jamie Beckerfin have been so inspirational and such a role model for me as a young Indigenous woman. But there was a time this session, and I don't know if you guys remember it, but and I remember it very deeply as a Two-Spirit person. But two GOP legislators said on the House floor that Two-Spirit was junk. They were doing something against. Yeah, it was. I have a video of it. But it was a moment where they were trying to divide and trying to cast doubt on like good education initiatives for yes. that are inclusive. So they were like, "What is Two-Spirit? We don't understand it. It must be bad." And that was a moment where both of our Indigenous representatives, Keeler and Jamie Beckerfin, stood up, had speeches that made me cry, you know, those moments when your heart opens up and you really like feel it inside yourself, like that indigeneity. Jamie Beckerfin said something that like, I want to get like a photo of or a tattoo of or something. It's that yeah. like two spirit kids listening in, like you are your ancestors' wildest dreams.
Yes.
And that was a moment where I was like, what if those two representatives weren't there at that time to mm-hmm. speak out? for Two-Spirit kids. There are so many moments where, like, there's just, we're fighting against ignorance sometimes. People who don't understand, like, who we are, why we're there. Yep. So, like, that's harmful. So a part of having Native representation in all of these candidates that we have this year is being able to uphold tribal sovereignty, to pass Indigenous Peoples Day, to support the MMIW office. Like, all of those things wouldn't happen without our Native representation, which is why I'm outdoor knocking.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and we talk about here, and Wendy and I talk about all the time, is that we know that Two Spirits and medicine men were the first murdered by the colonizers because the importance of each Two Spirit and medicine man in our tribes. And so we have a new Resist shirt out here that has a rainbow on it, and we've been selling a lot of those because we know as Indigenous people, Native people across Turtle Island, that we support our GLBT, our Two Spirit. Wendy, I know you're really behind that because you worked a lot with them, you know, when you were working.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So I think it's so important. I love that story that you just told. It really warmed my heart. And I hope that, you know, anybody out there who's listening, who is Two Spirit and who is having a hard time coming out or feeling like they're not worth anything, just know that you are, and just be who you are.
Yes, definitely. You know, and I'm a former educator, and what I love is our kids, the new kids, the new generation, I don't know what they are, X or Z or something like that.
I don't know what they're called nowadays. But,
Gen Z.
They don't care. They don't understand what's the fuss. And right. I just think that's so heartwarming for me to see, and to see when I was teaching, is that, wow, they're way ahead of a lot of our relatives, because these kids are like, hey, they're my best friends. Or they don't see that.
Right.
They don't see the difference. They only see what they're alike about.
Right.
And that's inspiring.
Absolutely.
And hopeful.
Yep, absolutely. Fantastic.
Do you have a little dog in the background there?
Yes, that's my dog, Ready that way. she is my best friend.
Oh.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about your dog. I'm the animal advocate on the radio show. I have a sacred animal section every day.
And amazing. Since,
I would just love to, you know, what's your dog's name and whatever.
What
I love the howling with wolves. I love pet advocacy, all of that. My dog's name is Reddy. She's a Wheaton Terrier. We have a purebred because my dad's allergic to dogs, so we had to find some a breed that won't like make him sneeze or eyes run or whatever. But Reddy comes everywhere with me. There were times when I was working at the Capitol when like she would sit in the media hallway and nice. You know, boost our spirits a little bit. She's kind of like a cat of a dog. She like lays around and watches me while I'm working a lot. But she'll definitely play with other dogs. The thing that I miss the most, I recently moved to Red Wing. So I moved here in March, but from St. Paul. The dog parks in the cities are, like, unmatched. Like, I love Minnehaha Dog Park. There's the High Bridge Dog Park. I love dog owners. But, yeah, pet advocacy is also, like, a issue at the Capitol. Like, we need to hear from pet owners, too, so.
Yeah.
Yes, I talked to a lot of my representatives about humane laws to put in Minnesota to help not only just our furry friends that we live with, our dogs and cats, but all animals. Yeah, especially the wolf, who I'm very passionate about.
I'd like to talk. Well, first thing I want to say is we just love Heather Keeler, and I would like to just say. I know I always think of this, and I bring it up to her every once in a while. I saw her speak at a MMIW opening, and she spoke, and she said a speech that I'll never forget, and maybe, Wendy, you can help me, is that she said that basically, I will never run away.
I will never go missing.
And she said, if I'm ever missing, look for me, because I would never leave you. And those kind of things that young Heather brings to the table, with such passion really hit us.
Right. And the reason why she said that is because when women of color go missing, people say, oh, she must have wanted to leave. She must
have ran away,
committed suicide. She must have, you know, left on her own. But, you know, Heather said, if I'm gone, you know I did not leave on my own, that I was taken. And
right. Thank you, Wendy. Yeah. And you know, that was so powerful.
Heather's such an amazing speaker, and she does all of that with no help. She goes off unscripted, and she says just impactful things that she really believes, which is why I think she's such a good legislator. The MMIW issue, like, that is true. That is true for me as well. We all know somebody who's gone missing, and law enforcement hasn't followed up or hasn't been responsive, hasn't cared. I think that we are following the footsteps of so many elders and aunties and uncles that have, like, built this movement and this informational movement to have MMIW at the forefront of a lot of public safety issues. So I have hope for the future. And with our new MMIW office in Minnesota, I'm hoping that we can see more answers for the families and equitable response times, equitable, you know, we just need to solve the problem. It's really scary and sad.
Well, I'll say it for you, or maybe you were not saying this, but not only equitable, but when a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl goes missing and it's and her husband or boyfriend is there, and you see it for the next 2-3 weeks, and in the meantime we have missing indigenous brown people gone, and we don't get any publicity or any press, that's mm-hmm. not more than tragic. That's a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really.
Completely.
Yeah. I think it's not that it's not important that we give this young white person a sound, but we need some equity with that, because it's hard. And Wendy and I talked to somebody about a book that Luis wrote, and part of the book Edridge wrote, and part of the book was something that I never even thought about or knew, is that we have MMIW missing on ships and up north in Duluth at Superior.
Yeah, and I always thought about with my tribe, it felt, and I'm not sure if you two feel about this too, it feels a lot like we're targeted at points by criminals, by people outside of the reservation, and that's a long legacy of stealing and taking away bodily autonomy from Native women. So I'm glad that there's more of a light on it now. I'm glad that you two are speaking about it, and we really need more support at the state level, which Representative Keeler has bills to have more support, to support victims and families, and we really need to move on it.
Well, we're going to abuse you and have you on for another segment, so I hope you can stay
sure.
on.
Sure, okay.
We're loving this conversation, and Wendy and I are just so excited that you're on.
I love you guys, so I'm happy to be here.
Right. That's on.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Lindy.
And you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents At the Fair. We'll be right back after the short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Don't fall for vaccine misinformation. Local medical professionals are available to answer any of your questions. Initial shots and boosters are safe for people who are pregnant and even young children. Right now, vaccines are available for anyone over 6 months of age, while boosters are available for anyone over the age of 5. This message brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Hello, Minneapolis. It's Randy Rhodes on your radio in the heart of the Midwest every weeknight from 10 to midnight on AM 950.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out on line.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. How much do you love your home? If you are anything like me, you know that your house is so much more than just a place to keep your stuff. It's where I can unwind with my favorite meal and a game on TV after a long day at the studio. If you love your home as much as I do, then you know there is only one cleaning company to trust with your carpet, tile, upholstery, area rugs, air duct cleaning, and more. And that's my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. If you haven't tried out Zero Res or it's been months since your last deep clean, then now is the time to call. Right now, when you mention the AM 950 special, you can get your entire home Zero Resified from a Twin Cities number one carpet cleaner and get 20% off your entire cleaning service. This 20% off end of summer deal is the best you're going to see, so act now. Call right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or book online anytime at ZeroResMinnesota.com and save 20% off all cleaning services. Zero Res, backward or forward, spells the same.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies tonight with a low around 60, Wednesday sunny with a high around 84, and Thursday sunny with a high around 87. Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette. They offer the finest in extra virgin olive oils, white balsamic vinegars, wine vinegars, and more. Reintroduce yourself to all of the many flavors by tasting before you buy. Vinaigrette is located off 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis or at VinaigretteMN.com.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We are at the Minnesota State Fair today, and we will be here through Monday, September 5th. And we are at the West End Market. Come and find us by the windmill and the teepee. Those are the visual places that you can see, that you can find where we are.
So we're on day 63 here at the fair, it feels like. But hey, we're here with Lindy Sowick, and she's a communication director for the Minnesota House DFL campaign. And we're just hearing some great stories and reminders how important it is to support our indigenous candidates out there any way you can. If you can help them, go door to door. If you're in a situation, Wendy, where your candidates, like our candidates where we live, are pretty much sewn in for the DFL party, go to these other areas and help them go door to door. Go to these other areas and get on the phone and text people. Help out to these purple areas that we need to turn over, like Alan Roy's area, in a big, bad way. Mm-hmm. So why don't you, I'm reading our chat from Ogama, and one of the things is I'd love to hear some more Jamie Becker Finn stories. And I know she has a coffee shop, too, that we need to go to, Wendy.
Let's go.
Yeah, I love Makwa Coffee Shop. Jamie Becker Finn has been such a good role model, representative, an incredible judiciary chair. I don't think she's going to give up that chair anytime soon. Really, she's just like I feel like we're family, especially this Indigenous caucus of ours. It's very small. Jamie Becker Finn, let's see. One of my favorite moments, my favorite moments when working at the Capitol is always when we have people from the community come and join us and have meet and greets with the reps. Before, when I was a legislative assistant and when I knew that I wanted to go into comms, it was me explaining really complex legislative process to high school students or college students that like really got me going, because when I was in college, when I was in high school, I did not understand what happened at the Capitol. Like you kind of go through like the basics of it, but it's really opaque sometimes. So we want to make it more accessible. So Jamie Becker Finn and Heather Keeler showed up. Morris students were visiting that day. It was the day where we were talking about higher education and had Native students, and they spent, I think, 30 minutes outside on the house, like outside of the house floor. And I'm surprised, you know, how politicians sometimes can like go out and be like, oh, this is the time that I speak. They went around the circle, asked everybody their name, and asked about like their favorite thing about their school, what they would change about the Capitol, you know? And it was really, really sweet. So that's a really great story. Every single time that somebody says something that's like anti-Native or something that digs under our skin, we have like a text chain that like we're supporting each other and making sure each other are okay, you know?
Yes.
But that's really great.
That is totally great. And it's just amazing, and I just wanted a chance for you to come back on again and just talk a little bit more. And I know you're a busy person, but we would love to have you on with some updates of what's happening. You know, one of the things I want you to talk about before you go is why you went into politics. Why on earth did you do that? I know why we did it, because we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, but tell our audience why you did.
I mean, also sick and tired of being sick and tired, but I say this a lot around the Capitol because I think it's a way that representatives can get to know like what's really great about tribes. I talk about why I went into politics because I grew up in a local people-centered environment, a government that like cared for people, talked about community investment. My mom is a public health nurse and my dad was the PR director for our tribe. So I grew up going to health fairs and public safety fairs. We had tribal police that were representative of the community, existed in the community and for the community. I think the government could use a little more of that. I think that, having like a group healthcare plan is a lot of like what we want for like everybody to be able to have accessible and affordable healthcare. Yes. I think community centered events. I think that there's a lot of public health initiatives that actually tribes do better at than a lot of state governments. So I think that that's where my perspective is the most useful a lot, in especially DFL communications, because a lot of our priorities actually line up with the things that like I wanted from the start when I started studying politics.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, we find more and more the older we get how much the Democratic Party still is the party of doers. And, you know, the Republicans did, but things have changed in the last 10 years where it seems like they're for nothing. And we're trying to fix that. And like your story earlier about the two spirits, it's just amazing that people still think that way, and people in power. And I do mean in power, Wendy.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Robert, I love the story that you said with your kids in high school, that they don't look at that. You know, they're not making fun of people or thinking that they're different. They're just accepting. They're accepting, more accepting. I love it.
Yeah.
Something that I'm thinking about, and I'm sure that you two are too, it feels like I mean, there's always been a spotlight on Indigenous politics as like a wider political issue, but with the Supreme Court decisions coming this year and ICWA coming into the spotlight, this is when we need Native representation the most. I'm scared to see that it's becoming more of a GOP issue to attack tribal sovereignty when before they didn't. They didn't know when they didn't think about it, maybe. I'm not sure. But we really need to step up, use our voices, and speak out against that.
Well, the good thing is, and Wendy and I have talked to many people, even though we're trying to be a neutral store here, many people know who we are, and we get into some good conversations. And we know that this is the most important election in our lifetime to keep things rolling statewide, to get the Senate back, also just nationally with get our more representatives in the as senators. We know this is important, and one of the exciting things for me is they made a big mistake about row your laws away, because we're finding out here that more people, and I should say more women and more Indigenous people and more Two-Spirit people are getting out to vote, and we outnumber them. We just need to get engaged and do this, and it seems to be happening in the other states, so I'm really optimistic, but we got to still talk. We got to talk to you. We got to talk to Heather. We got to talk to all our relatives in Wisconsin and Michigan, too, and remind them, engage them, and empower them to get out and vote, and they do matter.
Yeah, and I mean, you've got to believe, and I believe, that each one of us can make a change by voting, by talking to neighbors, by expanding your message. And I want to really focus in on that outlawing abortion hurts us the most.
Yes.
It hurts Native communities and Black communities the most. Yes. Not having access will only make poor people not have access, and communities of color and disabled communities not have access. Like, it's really stark, and it's been a really hard year since that news came out, but I'm really heartened by how much action has come out of it. So
yes, and it's funny too, because we talked about this yesterday with Dr. Stately, how important it is, and he really drove it home. And it's good to hear you talk about this, because I know that's on our radar, and they've already told us what they're going to change once they take, gay marriage is next, and then Clarence Thomas won't be able to be married to his white wife, because that'll probably be next. But in all seriousness, they're trying to go back to and take laws and rights away from people, and that's not going to go.
Yeah, especially in Minnesota. That's not what our state represents. That's not what we want to see. And as long as we were able to organize people against those big corporate and homophobic interests, then we should be able to stand up and change our government.
Yes, definitely. Hey, we just got to let you know, and you've been at the fair too, but we every day, or the first 2 days, Wendy, or 3 days that we saw the plane.
I lost count.
But they must be running out of funding and gas, because we don't see it as much as we did. And, the first time I saw the Walls Failed plane flying over the state fair, I thought, is that all they got?
That's all they got.
What?
I'm glad they're spending money on that.
Yeah, they are. They're spending a lot of money. The plane
crazy.
Just goes around and around and around.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say today that, they could be talking about the issues that they're running on, but instead they fly the plane just bashing the governor. And that's definitely not Minnesota nice.
No, it's definitely not. And again, is that all they got? My goodness.
My goodness.
I'd want to say something else, but we're on the radio. But thank you. First of all, thank you so, so much. This has been so fun. We're going to have Ogama with the news up next that you don't hear anywhere else. But I just want to give you a big peeny geegy. Thank you so much, Lindy, for coming on. Oh, any last thoughts before the bumper music takes us away?
No, Team Miigwech for the time, and I'm so grateful for both of you, and I'm happy to be on. So thanks for lifting up the voice of our wonderful candidates and members and great work at the legislature. So
thank you for your work. It's so important.
Come on down to the fair and meet us at the state fair at the store. We're here all the time, and we'll get you on live. Welcome, and thank you so much again for being on. You're listening. The Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and that was Liddy, and we're going to Lindy, and we're going to have her on again, Wendy.
Absolutely. Stay with us.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
COVID levels may be falling, but the virus is still around. Stay healthy and up to date on your COVID vaccinations and boosters. Right now, everyone 6 months and older is eligible to get a vaccination, while everyone 5 and up is eligible for their booster shot. Plus, you're eligible for a second booster if you're over 50 or received an initial booster dose at least 4 months ago. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov. This message brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Wow, what a great interview. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey Wendy, work. And you've been working so hard, we're going to give you a break here, and we're going to go with Olgama with the news in the beginning here. This is news you don't hear anywhere else, so Olgama, take it away. My feet are killing me. I'm going to be laying down on the ground here while you're doing this.
Hi, Anim Bushu, everybody. I'm Olgama Ganuikwe, and I have some news for you here on Native Roots Radio. As always, I like to start with some news about, you know, what's happening in the land of climate change and those types of things. So I just wanted to let everybody know that there is an upcoming, some important upcoming dates when it comes to the Line 5 tunnel and bridge across the Straits of Mackinac in northern Wisconsin and in northwestern Michigan as well. So comments are due to the DNR, Army Corps of Engineer by October 14th of this year. There will be public meetings virtually on September 1st from 5 to 8 p.m., September 8th in person from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Little Bear Arena in St. Ignace, Michigan. And then October 6th from 1 to 4 p.m., there will be a virtual meeting again as well. And I just want to let people know that those comments, if you're going to submit a comment to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer about the Line 5 pipeline, you can submit those comments with the Sierra Club, or you can submit them at Oil and Water Don't Mix. And those would be the preferred methods. If you submit those, we get a better idea of how many people are, you know, submitting those comments. And also collectively, all of those people, all of those comments are similar. So the same kind of points get hit. You can also reach out to the Army Corps of Engineer directly as well. If you haven't yet, make sure you share on social media and check out some more information at sc.org/rejectline3. That'll take you to the Sierra Club's website to be able to get connected for some of those things. Excuse me, reject line 5. I'm so used to line 3 stuff, Robert. Line 3. Yep. In other news, you know, we talked a little bit about ICWA with Lindy, who was just on with us, and there is actually a petition now on the Action Network that you can sign for tribal sovereignty and to help protect the Indian Child Welfare Act, also known as ICWA. So a little bit of history on ICWA. ICWA was adopted by Congress in 1978. And if it were to be reversed, which is up on the table right now because it's in the hands of the Supreme Court, which has recently overturned Roe versus Wade, if reversed, it's going to undo decades of family separation policies involving Native American families, including efforts to remove children for frequently racist reasons. Let's just say what it is. It also establishes basic requirements to protect Native American children from being continued in forced removal from their families, tribes, and tribal culture. So an example of this would be, say, a family maybe doesn't have enough money to buy a child a new coat for the winter. So they show up maybe in a couple of extra layers and they don't have an official winter coat, or maybe their winter coat is a little too small. Somebody makes a call to child welfare. And in the state of Minnesota especially, Native children are taken from their parents at a rate 4 times higher than that of non-Native children. And our Black relatives are in the same place. Black children are taken at a rate 2 times that of non-Black children or white children. So these are real issues that affect a lot of families in the nation. So it's really important that if you can, you head on over to actionnetwork.org. Go to the forms tab and there will be a petition titled, "We Cannot Allow the Rights of Native American Families to be Stripped." The other interesting thing about ICWA, and I think this is important to note too, ICWA says that if a child has been removed from their family and there's another available Native family member, that child goes with that other Native family member first. Or if a Native family member is not available, I believe the next hierarchy is that child then goes with a tribal member from the same tribe whenever possible, or a tribal member from another tribe near to their tribe, if at all possible. So those are some important points that could be lost if we don't support ICWA and make sure that our voices are heard.
Right. And it's really, Ogama, great to bring that up. I know we talked a little bit about that today, but just the nuts and bolts of it and how important it is and how the 60s scoop is still around in many different ways. I think they talk about blood quantum, how this kid should stay in these white families if they're not 100% Native, and they just all these rationalizations. We just got to engage everybody that's listening and help us support with this bad idea of removing and stopping ICWA. So thank you so much for bringing that up, as always.
Oop.
Absolutely. It really is important. And it's something that I, as a mother, feel very strongly about. You know, when I was a child, my parents had to coach my sister and I and tell us, you know, you have to be careful about what you say, what you do, how loudly you throw a fit in the house. Because if the neighbors call those people, we're in a bad place. And I've had to have that same conversation now with my daughter 30 some years later. And I would have hoped that things would have changed by now, but clearly they haven't. So this is a battle we haven't won yet. And it's definitely something we need to keep working on, for sure. Other local news that I wanted to hit today, too, is that the Water is Life Festival is coming up this Sunday up in Duluth. Water is Life Festival is going to be at the Duluth Bayfront Community, or excuse me, Duluth Bayfront Festival Park. Tickets are still available at first-avenue.com. Tickets are $40. However, if you enter the code WATERPROTECTOR at checkout, you will get a discount. I can't remember how much, but we had Winona LaDuke herself come on the show and tell us that if you have charges related to taking a stand to stop Line 3, to bring your citation with, and you'll get free admission to the Water's Life Festival on Sunday, September 4th. The headlining artist is Annie DeFranco, which I am so, or excuse me, Annie DeFranco, which I'm so excited about. I've been a big fan of her since middle school. Then the Indigo Girls, who are always wonderful, wonderful supporters. And I believe they actually helped fund Honor the Earth, helped to found Honor the Earth.
And they're on Honor the Earth's board still, too, after many years. So
yes.
Indigos have been supporting Winona and our indigenous ways for many, many years. And it's great. And not only that, great music. So, Ogama, I know, do you have anything else? Bobby Pease,
I do. I've got one more thing. Leonard Peltier's Walk to Justice starts tomorrow. Tomorrow night is going to be the, I believe they're having a rally tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon. Robert, yes. Do you happen to have the start time for that one?
No, but then the day after starts the walk. So stay tuned. Yep. It's all over Facebook, and we'll pop it up on our Facebook page. But I do believe it starts around 3 or so at Little Earth.
Yes. Yep. It starts in the afternoon at Little Earth for the ceremony before the walk. And then tomorrow will be a sunrise ceremony and the beginning of the walk. The AIM Grand Governing Council is sponsoring and organizing a walk for justice for Leonard Peltier. They're walking from Minneapolis, Minnesota to Washington, D.C. It's going to take from September 1st to about November 14th of this year. And this is the first walk of this magnitude since the Trail of Broken Treaties in the 70s. So if you haven't heard about that, make sure you let yourself know now.
Right. Thank you, Pina Giger, for bringing that up. And thank you for doing the news you don't hear anywhere else. Great show, Wendy. Thank you so much. You know, it's hard for me when I'm here at the fair to complete sentences, so I'm glad you're here to help me in a good way. Ogama, thank you so much. And our guest, we are the seventh generation, Wendy. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and come to the fair.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.